Exclusive Garrett Graves, I called Lieutenant Lawrence's mom from Air Force One to tell her Trump pardoning her son. By Robert Krajicek on November 16, 2019. Representative Garrett Graves, RLA, called the mother of Lieutenant Clint Lawrence from Air Force One to inform her of President Donald Trump's then forthcoming pardon of her son. Graves recalled the phone call during a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Rick Manning. Earlier on Friday, Trump granted clemency to Army Major Matt Golston and First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. Lawrence had already served more than 6 years of a 19-year sentence at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. After being found guilty of murder for ordering his men in Afghanistan to engage a motorcycle with three men on it. As part of the Justice for Warriors Caucus, Graves advocated for presidential intervention in the form of clemency for Lawrence, Golston, and other military service persons viewed by the congressional group as wrongfully charged or convicted of crimes related to their military duties. Trump's decision to pardon Lawrence was made amidst resistance from the Pentagon, said Graves. It's my understanding that there was a good bit of resistance from the Department of Defense, Graves stated, and look, having dealt with this issue and having worked on this issue for over a year now, I am well aware of some resistance within the Department of Defense. Listen. Graves remarked, we need to look forward and make sure that we are treating our military men and women fairly. Which is why I asked Donald Trump to order a review of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which effectively are their rules under which they have to operate. We ask that there be a review carried out of that document to ensure that future warfighters are treated fairly, and that you take into consideration the conditions under which they are operating. Graves continued, President Trump clearly had the courage and the vision to do this. We don't know what the next president is going to do or not do, and I think that the right thing to do in this case is to take a fresh look at those standards and to make sure that they are updated based upon new information and the actual conditions under which our warfighters are operating. 2. Ensure that our military men and women are being treated fairly, because we shouldn't have to take presidential actions. 2. Ensure that our military men and women are being treated fairly. That should be guaranteed. Graves recalled his aforementioned advocacy at the White House. Graves said, I've been with Donald Trump 4 or 5 times over the past few weeks and had a number of discussions with him, knowing that they were having ongoing deliberations within the White House regarding pardoning Clint Lawrence. We discussed it at length twice in the last week. Ultimately, last night as we were flying on Air Force One, Donald Trump just looked up and he said, you call Lieutenant Lawrence's mom and you let her know that we're going to issue a pardon. And I just looked at him and asked, now, really? He said, yeah. You go call her, right now, and so I did. I jumped on the phone on Air Force One as we're flying and spoke to Anna Lawrence. And obviously her emotional response was absolutely incredible, noted Graves. Last night, Donald Trump asked me to call so I did speak to Anna Lawrence, Graves recalled. I do understand that today, the White House is supposed to be making phone calls to the three families. I can't confirm that, but I do know that that was the plan, that the president was going to be reaching out to the three families today. Graves considered, here is your son in prison for 6 years for being a warfighter, and he was going to be in prison for another 13 years. There has been an amazing community out there of veterans and other military-related folks all over the country that have been out there advocating, educating, and praying for this day to come. Obviously, this is an incredible relief and an incredible burden lifted off of Clint Lawrence's mother, added Graves. She was just very raw with emotion at the time, but she was profusely thanking the president and asking me to pass on her thanks to him and let us know that she had been praying for the president and couldn't even express her gratitude. Excessively restrictive rules of engagement and overly aggressive prosecutions of military service members for war crimes compromise recruitment for the armed services, estimated Graves. Without carrying out these actions, without standing behind our military men and women in combat, you really dissuade, I think, the recruiting of new members of our military if they're sitting here thinking, gosh, I can actually be convicted of murder in a war scenario, determined Graves. This is crazy. Certainly we need to take all efforts to protect lives. But I think there were some imperfections in these three cases, and the president courageously and boldly did the right thing. I think that Donald Trump is very concerned about the disconnect between the conditions under which our warfighters are operating and the UCMJ, added Graves, warning of the adverse effect this would have on the morale of our military men and women. It is crystal clear that one of the major motivators for Donald Trump is wanting our warfighters to know that he stands behind them and backs them, Lawrence said. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at @RKrajicek.